Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues today. This is Brother Davis, and I'm sorry about the technical difficulties that we were having, but certainly we want to thank you again for listening in with us on today. We're certainly wanting to talk to you from the Word of God, from the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but we'd also want you to know, and I'm tying this in with the love chapter to show you why things are happening in society with the law and with individuals in particular, because they don't love God, they don't know God, and they don't worship God. Certainly, this is an area of great concern, and my heart is saddened in so many ways when I see things like that happening in the church. God's people are supposed to have such a love for one another. If you can remember, or if you read Acts chapter 2, after the day of Pentecost, how the believers got together, and the scriptures say that they had all things common. In other words, they were able to come together with a heart full of love. The personal possession that they had, they brought them to the church. They didn't even claim them as their own, even though they knew that what they had belonged to them. They gladly brought it to the church so that the work of God could be done. They lived together in Christian community. This is what I long to see in the church. And it will not happen without love. We don't need dysfunctional love. We need a love that functions according to the Word of God. It will work, but God has got to be in it. In fact, when we look at God, the scriptures say, 1 John said, God is love. His very essence, his nature is love. Everything all about him is love. So that's the reason why I said, reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, the two verses that I read to you at the beginning of the broadcast, this is the reason why I said, I pray that Christians will allow the Spirit of God to give them wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The more we know him, the more we will turn away from the things of the world. 904-831-0917. That call to get you to the studios, right to our microphones, so we can entertain your questions, your comments, and have dialogue and discussion. Certainly, we thank God for the opportunity. Once again, let me read you a little bit more from FRC Action, what they had to say about this bill and about the Christian conservatives stepping up and letting Congress know that you are against taxpayer funding for abortion. President Trump's executive order, while significant, could easily be undone by a future pro-abortion administration. Additionally, pro-life provisions such as the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits the Labor, Health, and Human Services Appropriations Bill from funding elective abortions, need to be annually reviewed. Democrats have tried to strip this provision from the LHHS bill in the past, and who knows, they may one day be successful. We need more permanent protections in law prohibiting your tax dollars from paying for abortions. The no taxpayer funding for abortion bill would codify long-standing abortion funding restrictions such as the Hyde Amendment by prohibiting any federal taxpayer funds from paying for elective abortion and health care plans that include elective abortion. It's no secret that when abortion is publicly funded, more abortions occur. This not only promotes elective abortion, but also implicates taxpayers like you, who are forced to indirectly participate in funding abortions against their will. Americans have long opposed taxpayer funding for abortion. A brand new poll released by the Knights of Columbus found that 57% of Americans, including 33% of Democrats, oppose or strongly oppose using taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions. So what is Congress waiting for? Tell your U.S. representatives and senators to support and co-sponsor the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion and Abortion Insurance Full Disclosure Act today. Sincerely, your friends at FRC Action, and you can call them. They have a number here, 1-877-372-2808, or contact FRC Action. You can probably Google that and come up with some information on how to get more if you need more whatever they have available to help you to understand more what they're trying to get you to know. But we, again, don't need to sit on our hands like we have done in the past and do nothing. If we don't do something about some of these things that are happening, then certainly they're going to continue to do more, and it's going to get more and more out of control, and your life is going to get more and more uncomfortable. You're not going to be pleased with the way things are going in this life. So again, we stand up, speak up, listen up, we be heard and we be seen, and then we watch and pray. We have to do all these things together in a combination to make sure that, first of all, we put God at the forefront. Next, we do our civic duty by voting. And let me tell you, before you vote, you ought to vet the candidate. Do your footwork. Get the informational background on what they stand for and what they will be trying to push through as a law, so that you don't put someone in there that's going to side up with these people to have you doing things that you know that are contrary to God's will. Again, let us make sure that we contact FRC Action and get more information on that. Here's an article that says George Soros and Open Foundations deny receiving U.S. aid funds. Listen, this man with all this money, and you know he's been a constant enemy of believers everywhere, all over the world. He's receiving funds from USAID, but he's denying that he's received them. Listen, this is one of the greatest enemies that we have beside the devil, and the devil is working through him. So we have to stand up, speak up, be heard and be seen. Be sure that we know what's going on around us so that things won't continue to happen like this that we don't necessarily agree with. Here's another article that says, today's thought. Is there a war against Christianity in America? This is what the writer had to say. Pastor and teacher, the Reverend Dr. Stephen Onsman, O-H-N-S-M-A-N, pastor and teacher, congregational mentor and coach, peace and justice warrior. This is what he published April the 2nd, 2024. He said, last week, I was asked if there's a war against religion in America, and I think it is. In some areas of the larger culture, I wrote that Christianity isn't being singled out. But it is being singled out. I have decided to amend this idea. There is a war against Christianity and other religions, but it isn't coming from the government or secularism or some deep state agenda. This war is being waged by right-wing fake Christianity. It is an attempt to create a Christian nationalist theocracy that ignores Jesus and worships violence. The soldiers in this war care nothing about Jesus Christ. In fact, they make up things and chastise preachers who quote him. This is what he said concerning what they do. Consider this. They promote laws controlling women's bodies, and this is in process all over the country. I'm not worried about pro-abortion. I am pro-women. This is what he said. The point is that no group of people should be controlled by another base on their religious agenda. And abortion isn't the Bible anyway. Number two, restrictions on LGBTQ folks, especially people who are transgender, are being formulated in the same way, focusing on youth and young adults and attacking parental rights. Read about Project 2025, conservatives aim to restructure U.S. government and replace it with Trump's provision. You can do this by turning to the PBS NewsHour, or you can also Google it, pbsnewshour.com. An important part of its foundation is to establish America as a Christian nation. That is, of course, against the Constitution. So listen, this is what this pastor had to say, Reverend Dr. Stephen Onsman. He seemed to think, in other words, we are fighting a war within the body of Christ. And I have to agree with him in so many ways, because we have to understand that everybody that comes to the church are not saved. There are a lot of individuals that show up out there and they're wolves in sheep's clothing and they have another agenda simply because they don't have this great love that the Apostle Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let me read to you just a little bit about the backdrop of what the Apostle Paul was aiming at. Agape love is God's manifestation of himself to mankind in an unconditional way. In other words, this type of love demands no response because it emanates from the very essence of God. I believe I said that earlier, that God is love. It is the most powerful love that exists on the planet, for it reveals his nature and character on a level that mankind can relate to in only a way that God himself can allow. It is the revelation of immortal God to mortal man. For scripture says that God is spirit, John 4:24. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So therefore, mankind, being a created being, does not have the capacity to understand or know who God is unless it is done on a supernatural level. That points back to what I read to you in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. God has to give us, through the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. If he doesn't give us that, then there is no way that we can ever come to know who he is. It is done on a supernatural level. Giving for the reason or necessity of a new birth or a spiritual rebirth or the born again experience, John 3:3. For human beings to become a part of the family of God, for God is a supernatural being, and if God is our Father through the supernatural birth, then we become supernatural children or beings as his sons and daughters. So this type of love does not demand a response because God loves from his very nature. In fact, scripture says in 1 John that God is love, 1 John 4:7. So if that's the case, then that means he loves in spite of. If there's a response to the positive, or if there's no response to the negative, You don't have to love him if you don't want to. But that doesn't stop him from loving you anyway, because that's who he is. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is one of the most infamous, the most famous chapters in the New Testament, often referred to as the love chapter. It has been used in countless sermons and wedding ceremonies due to its deep and thorough explanation of love's nature. So again, listen, this is just a backdrop on 1 Corinthians 13, since we're celebrating today Valentine's Day, a day that's supposed to be all about love. But I just read to you from some things in the news articles concerning things that people are doing that are contrary to love and to God and to his nature. And if he's doing these, or if they are doing these things against God, then certainly they're doing this against you as a Christian. Here's another article that says persecution of Christians. Christians face persecution and discrimination around the world, including attacks on churches and individuals. In 2024, Open Doors International, that's a religious group, reported that 1 in 7 Christians are persecuted worldwide. In 2023, Open Doors estimated that 5,621 Christians were killed for their faith. A lack of love. Going back to what I said earlier, a lack of love, a lack of understanding who God is. Pro-abortion. Listen, these kind of things should not be named among the people of God, not when we know what the Word of God says. Now, if you just want to go out there and you want to live life like how you want to live it, my friend, have at it. But let me help you to understand that you won't be blessed. You won't be able to receive anything according to the Word of God, because you are doing it contrary to his word. Listen, we all want to be blessed, but we have to know and understand that your blessings hinge on your obedience to the Word of God. Let's make sure we stick with that as Christians on today. Amen. Listen, here's something I want to read to you about the issues that Christians are facing today. Christians face a variety of issues, including gender, sexuality, race, and religious freedom. Some also say that the church is drifting away from biblical authority. You know what? I surely have to agree with that. Because Andy Stanley said that the Bible needs to be rewritten. He said that the Old Testament is not relevant to the Christian church today. My friend, if you don't believe in the whole Bible from cover to cover, the Old Testament as well as the New, the Old Testament, here's what I heard a preacher say, the Old Testament is the New Testament revealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament concealed. So listen, understand this. If you don't believe in the Word of God from cover to cover, there is something wrong with your faith. You need to go back and check yourself. But here's some of the issues that Christians are facing. Sexuality. Issues related to sexuality, including gender and sexual diversity and the ethics of abortion. Race. Issues related to racism and ethnicity. Religious freedom. Threats to religious liberty and the importance of authenticity. Authority. Some say that Christians have drifted away from biblical authority. Trauma, issues related to religious trauma or spiritual abuse. Interfaith dialogue, engaging with other faiths. Formation of the next generation, issues related to raising the next generation of Christians. Listen, if these issues abound, sooner or later, they're going to be so far out of control, so there's nothing that you're going to be able to do about them. So these things are real. This is what's happening in our world on today. That's why we need to pray. Here's another article that says the 50 countries where it's hardest to follow Jesus Christ in 2024. Here's just a few of them. I'm not going down through all of them. I have eight. Nigeria, Pakistan, India, Mali, Myanmar, Bangladesh. And I have one here with the name that was withheld. Supposed to be eight of them here, but they withheld the name from this list. Listen, Christian persecution is very real in the world, but it's as a result of no love. No love. Not having the proper love. Having a dysfunctional understanding of love and a dysfunctional application. And this is the reason why families are so much at odds with one another. Here's what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians. Let me get back over to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And he said this in verse number 1. If I can speak, and this is the NLT version, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, in other words, that reasoning, that intentional spiritual devotion, such as inspired by God's love for and in us, I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Here Paul is emphasizing that without love, even the most remarkable spiritual abilities or gifts are meaningless. The ability to speak in tongues or different languages, including possibly heavenly ones, is of no value if not underpinned by love. So you see, this is the reason why I wanted to read to you some of these things. And I don't have time to go through it all. Certainly a whole lot of time. We wish we had about 2 hours to be able to talk to you about things that's happening in the world and relate them to what the Word of God says. Because certainly all the answers, everything we need to know about, we can find the answers in the Word of God if we'll only consult the Word of God. If we'll take the Word of God at face value, I guarantee you, my friend, your life will be so much better. Here's another article that says, persecution trends to watch in 2024. This was last year, and it's certainly still going on right now in 25. Examples of Christian persecution today. I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but I want you to be aware that these things are happening. Suppression via technology, via technology. China's Christian minority has now stalled to 2 to 3% of the total population, according to a recent Pew Center report. But the data, based on government statistics, may be highly inaccurate due to the Communist Party's strong disapproval of religion. Indeed, the Chinese government treats religion, including Christianity, as a security threat. Bible apps and thousands of Christian websites have been blocked. One cannot even access a single hymn on the internet in China. With sophisticated surveillance, including the use of AI and facial recognition technology, China's 135 million Christians face a level of control not seen before. And listen, it's spreading. I'm a witness of that. As I began to do some research on yesterday, and I Googled to find some information on certain subjects, and I won't name that right now, but I do want you to know that it's real. Because the minute I Googled the subject popped up, but it suddenly vanished and said, site not available. That's persecution. We're still being attacked as Christians, especially when it comes down to trying to get information concerning Christianity. Number two, here's something else that we're facing as Christians. Violent nationalist ideologies. Hindu extremists regained power in 2014 under Prime Minister Modi. In two terms, India's 70 million Christians have seen hate normalized, education and media taken over, and institutions hollowed out. Violence against Christians in India has increased substantially, especially in the northeastern state of Manipur. While the causes are complex in nature, in 2023, thousands of believers from the Kuki, K-U-K-I, Kuki tribe were displaced amid strife with Hindu extremists, ultimately leading to ethnic segregation. Listen, that's real. That's happening in the world. That's happening against Christians abroad, and it's happening here in the United States. Why? Due to a lack of love, care, and understanding for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Listen, I don't know what your nationality might be, and I don't care. If you are in Christ Jesus on today, and you have the blood of Jesus Christ running through your veins, you've been blood washed, born again, and Bible saved, you are my brother and sister in Christ Jesus, and I love you on today. There's not one thing you can do about it. So let me encourage the family of God on today as we close this segment. We want you to be encouraged in the word of God. If you're not saved, make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior on today. Make that selection right now while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Our time is up for today. I have to leave you right now, but I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord. This is yours truly, Brother Davis, saying thank you so much for joining us today. Come back and join us once again as we face the issues on the next broadcast. Amen.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
I was a roofer for 8 years before I was a preacher.
Greg Steer on Focus on the Family Minute.
I wish I would have known that. I just got my roof done. I would have called you.
I'd be there for you. And 4 years into my roofing experience, I was miserable because I knew I was called to be a preacher. And my boss, Kenny Sanchez, pulled me aside. He was a believer. He's like, Steer, I can tell you're depressed. I know you're called to be a preacher someday. Everybody on the roof knows you're called to be a preacher someday, but you're called to be a roofer today. So roof every house for the glory of God. And something shifted inside of me. I began to roof every house like it was a roof of Christ himself. Christ was roofing that roof through me for the glory of the Father. And all of a sudden, everything became worship. It totally changed my perspective.
More encouraging perspectives from Greg at FamilyMinute.org.